Get up with Josiah and Ellie. That's the way we like it. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
What's up? Thanks for downloading the catch up.
Wow, you're full of energy today, aren't you? I love it.
I've had 2.5 coffees. That's very unlike me. I think that's the most I've ever had in one day.
And 10 Coke Zeros?
I haven't had a Coke Zero yet. I thought, really? You know what? I'm going to have to hold back because I've had too many coffees. I'll be bouncing off the walls.
You are going to have a crazy day, yeah, just like this podcast was.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. In fact, it was crazy. We talked to someone who can talk to dead people.
Yeah, we in this catch-up, we spoke to a medium psychic. Is that what she's called? I don't believe in them, so I just sat here kind of being a skeptic, but
you
loved it.
It was fascinating. I think that's the most fascinating interview we've had on this show to date.
Whew, big call.
Big call. We've had Guy Sebastian. We've had, I was going to say Shannon Noll. No, we haven't. I don't know why I thought
Don't mention the war.
I know. I think you think Guy Sebastian, you just automatically think Shannon Noll. Crazy. But it was a good show. We wind a lot. We spent the whole morning. It was very cold in the Goulburn Valley this morning.
Yeah, it was below zero all morning.
Yeah.
And to make things worse, our heating wasn't working.
Yeah.
Excuses aside, there's a lot of farmers out there that are working outside.
Yeah.
But it felt like we were outside this morning.
We had it way tougher.
So should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. Enough bants for one morning. Enjoy.
Happy catch up, everyone.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
This Monday's just gotten a whole lot better. I'm so excited about this. We do have in the studio right now celebrity psychic medium Deb Weber. She's Numurkah's own, and now she's travelling the country telling people's fortunes, would you say? I don't know. Welcome, Deb.
Good morning, Ellie.
Oh, sorry, I haven't turned your mic on. That would be a good start. Hey, there we go.
She's on.
Good morning.
did you predict
that?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
Now, Deb, it's sold out tonight. That's exciting.
Oh, oversold.
The local, awesome. Mm. The locals love you. Now, I've said that I'm a skeptic. Ellie is a believer. I think she has a little gift herself. Do you get a lot of people like that? Do you find most people are 50-50?
50-50.
So like, some are skeptics like me, most, and then others are like Ellie, where they believe.
I actually meet more believers than skeptics.
Right.
I'd say skeptics are the 10%.
Cool.
Of my life, of my, you know, my reality, of what I've met. I hardly ever meet skeptics, and when I do, I turn them around, and they're not anymore. Or they're totally confused and they don't know what to do.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you heard my prediction before that Grant Daniel was going to win gold on the 28th of May. He then won it last night. Do I share the gift or
clever
what?
Girl. Yeah. Well, everyone's a psychic. Everyone in the world's a psychic. They just don't know that they are.
Right.
Because it's gut instinct. Mm-hmm. But that was done. Was that done out of gut instinct or did you just know?
Oh, look, well, I had the top five or the nominees come through.
So that's a stab in the dark.
And so I had a 1 in 5 chance.
Well, you did well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud. Last night I was watching. I was like, yeah, I hope he wins because then I can prove everyone right that I was right.
Now, do you do things like helping like the police, for example, solve homicidal things, or what sort of stuff do you kind of go, what angle do you go down?
Well, my forte is actually talking to those who have passed over and helping people in grief. But I do have the police ringing every so often and sort of wanting me to
pointing them in the right direction.
Give them a little bit of information sort of thing. But, of course, I can't solve it. They have to solve it. That's their job, not mine.
Mm. Fascinating. Did you watch Sunday Night last night? They had the guy that they say he's a healer.
Yeah.
And he was looking at them and he was somehow healing them. Now, I know they had a couple of people in there that were like, don't believe it like myself. I was like, you could see it was happening, but I feel like there's something else to it. Do you have anything to do with the healing side as well, like him?
Absolutely. And I believe him. Of course I believe him. He was doing it. And because I do it myself, you know that it actually happens. But I don't think we cure things. I think we take the pain. We shift the energy enough to take the pain out of certain elements in the body more than anything, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Maybe. So you think using how energy can heal someone?
If I zone into your energy, into your body, so it's like using a laser beam, I guess is the best way to say it, but energetically through my mind, and then I see your cells, then I manipulate your cells. I ask them to go in certain places to be balanced again and clean so you can shift the body around, because you've got to remember we're made out of energy. That's all we are. We're energy. Mm. So with energy, you can shift it, move it, you know, and I think that's what he was doing. Mm. He was very good. I was very impressed.
Yeah, Australian as well.
So what happens when you say you speak to the afterlife, what happens when you look at someone, you know, you come across someone in the street, you're talking to someone, you know, the checkout chick at Coles, can you, from that interaction, see, you know, the people that they've had pass in their lives? What happens to you when you're speaking to them?
Well, I used to do it. I used to do that. And then I'd tell them something. And then I thought, then I learned from spirit, it's actually quite rude to do that. You're not supposed to read people without permission.
Right.
Because remember, it's your life. It's private. It's none of my business, really, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do get it, then I just sort of walk away or, you know, it's really difficult at times because you really want to chase people down the street.
Yeah.
But you just don't do it because, you know, it's intrusive.
They might not want to know. Yeah.
That's right. And so if I get asked to do it, then I will, you know, gladly help someone.
Now, I've got a question for you. I'm staying in a house at the moment with scary clowns on the shelf. I've been talking about this last week. Is there any chance ghosts are real? or is there any chance scary clowns have ghosts that are real?
Yes, why not?
No,
absolutely.
Don't
and it's
say
funny
that,
you,
Deb.
It's funny you say that because there's clowns up at the Shep showground. Do you see those red ones?
Yeah, yes.
And I went past the other day and I've got a nephew that can't, you know, he's fearful of clowns.
So am I.
Well, people can't drive past there. They should take those down. Do you know how many people are scared of clowns?
Absolutely.
They have to go around the other side of the block, you know, to get around the Shep showground. But of course there's earthbound spirits. And you call them ghosts. I don't like that word.
Sure.
But earthbound spirits, absolutely. And that's part of what I do. I make sure whoever comes through, like this evening at the show, make sure they're not earthbound because they feel the pain still. They feel everything a human feels. So we want them getting up higher in a vibration so they don't actually feel anything except love.
I've been sleeping well at night, so I think I'm okay.
You're fine.
I am okay. I'm alive.
Yeah.
So are they voices that you're hearing? How does it come to you?
Okay. Well, you can have the human voice. So it sounds like someone talking to you and you mm-hmm. start talking back and you look ridiculous because there's no one there. But they can be voices with sound, without sound. They can be like a film script that will go through and I can see it in my head. And then I can look out from my eyes and see flashes of pictures. So if someone, you know, when they come in their past, they'll come through and I'll see their hair, their eyes, their nose. It's like they put themselves together for me, or they might just show me their legs because they have problems with their legs. And then I can zoom in on the legs and say, oh, yeah, your father had, you know, really puffed up legs or whatever the case may be. So it comes really differently. And other times they'll embody and I'll become the person that it's died. That's interesting.
So in a kind of ghost like way?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So they'll come into my body and then I'll become the person. So I will change and be the personality of that person. And that's pretty mind-blowing when it happens. A bit scary sometimes because some of them don't want to leave my body. So,
what? So you've had that when you've been doing a reading for someone and all of a sudden you become the person that they're trying to connect with?
Oh, a lot of the time. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So
I love
it. So who
are
you right now?
Me.
Good. Okay, good. Just clarifying.
Wow, that is insane.
Hey, Deb, before you go, I need to put some money on pretty soon on the Melbourne.
Ask me to do predictions.
The Melbourne Cup's coming
up. Ask Ali.
Yeah,
Ali does the predictions.
Absolutely.
Number... I'm going to blank it now. Number 20.
If you both... 20.
Number 20 right in the Melbourne Cup. Don't know who it is.
I'll
who the jockey
you
is.
Both,
how many horses are there?
Yeah, 24, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going 25.
There it is, the ghost horse.
So tonight at your show, what can people expect? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, well, first off, don't expect anything, please. Because expectation brings disappointment, first off.
Yeah.
So you're better off just coming and see what happens. But what I'm going to do is, well, the spirits come in, the mm-hmm. souls, and I do not know who's coming in. I do not know. I just lose control. I just step out, let them come in. So who knows what's going to happen in the first part. Then we do question and answer education. And at that time, the spirits still start coming in. And then we finish with a meditation with singing crystal bowls. So it's beautiful.
Cool. Mm. Now, this one's sold out. It's not at the Shep RSL tonight, but it is sold out. Do you have any other plans to come back to Shep? You are a local girl at heart.
I come back to Shep every couple of years
okay.
to visit friends. Then I do some work while I'm here. But mid-next year, I'm hoping to get off the road for a bit because I've been on the road for over 25 years
wow.
or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm tired of traveling.
Yeah.
I'm not
enough.
Tired of doing what I do. I love playing with the souls and they, you know, I just love it. It's everything
you
about
me. You must never get lonely. You've always got people around.
No, never lonely. No, ever.
How good.
Yeah, a bit crazy, but never lonely.
Oh, you could have a house party and there'd be no mess because it'd just be you and the spirits. It's like tearing up the storm.
Yeah.
But then again, Ali, you should come and live with me for a week because I've got this man hanging around and he keeps throwing everything on the floor.
What?
But now he's breaking my items. So I've really got angry with him
and
I've said, you've got to leave.
I think you're talking about a different kind of spirit there.
You're talking about alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
but,
both.
Oh,
don't listen to him.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been an enlightening chat. You do have a website?
I do, www.debweber.com.au.
Beautiful.
Hit Thanks it up for coming for, in, Deb. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're heading along to the Shep RSL tonight, enjoy. It's going to be a cracking show. Thanks, Deb.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It's the Monday after the weekend of the plastic bag ban coming
yeah,
into effect.
Yeah, Woolies did it about 10, 11 days ago now. Coles started it yesterday.
Yes, July 1st. So I did my weekly grocery shop. I like to kick off the week with new groceries, like I know a lot of people do mm-hmm. on a Sunday, and I forgot that the ban had came into effect. So I got to the checkout counter mm-hmm. and they said, would you like to buy a bag or how else are you going to put your groceries in? Mm. I was like, do I have a choice? There's too much to carry.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bag, which is fine.
Yeah.
What shocked me and what I didn't realize is that it went into these plastic bags that just look the same but a bit thicker, kind of like the Aldi bags you see.
Yeah.
But Coles now have their own ones. Woolies have their own one as well.
Yeah.
And what got me going, I was speaking to my parents not long afterwards about it, and I was like, you can still get plastic bags. So they've said they'd introduce a plastic bag bin. They had the option to buy plastic bags in the store still.
Mm.
So don't get me wrong. I'm all for a plastic bag ban. I'm all for helping the environment, helping, you know, everything that's out there, because it obviously is a problem.
Mm.
But essentially what they're doing is keeping the bags, making them a bit thicker, but just making them last longer.
Yeah.
So you reuse them a lot more.
Exactly, which in a way is effective because it's cutting down. I mean, you're not cutting out plastic completely, which is, I guess, supposed to be the whole point of the ban. But at least it's making you, I don't know, by charging you for them, it's making you think twice about throwing them out, and then you can reuse them.
See, I feel like the department stores are cashing in on what is meant to be a great, and is it essentially a great idea, because we do need it to happen. Plastic bags are having an effect on the environment, but I feel like these stores are just using it as a cash grab.
Really?
Yeah, big time, because not only do you have to buy these new bags now, you then have to, if you want the plastic bags, whether you use it for rubbish or whatever, you then have to go and buy the old ones, which they've said they're throwing out, which I didn't realize that were still for sale.
What? Old plastic? What do you mean?
They were selling plastic bags in the store just down an aisle, like the ones you used to get for free.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I know. It's cheeky. And the ones they use now essentially are, they need to be more biodegradable is my point, or don't worry about doing it at all. Because these ones you're meant to use multiple times, but eventually when you do use it as rubbish, or if the date they do out in there, they take longer to break down, and then they end up taking longer and being worse off in the long run.
Yeah.
I know many people have got different opinions on this though.
Yeah, I know it is. It's something that's dividing the community at the moment, because we all know that it's good for the environment, but it is a bit of a hassle. You know, like you don't want to, if you are on your way home from work and you think, oh, I got to pick up some groceries for dinner, but you didn't bring your bag with you. And it's like, oh God, well, there goes the 15 cents that I didn't have to buy.
I know, that's
before,
what I was saying
before.
To Dad. I was like, now I've got my bag from Coles. It's a little, my keep bag that I meant to, first of all, it feels weird because we're not used to it taking a bag, walking in with like a plastic bag to fill up with.
Yeah.
But then not only, once I unload my groceries inside, I know I might sound a bit lazy now, but then I have to then remember to go and put my plastic bags either in the car with me or go back home and get my plastic bag before going back to Coles, or I just end up buying a new one, which I'm fine with. But then in return, I'm buying multiple plastic bags, therefore kind of defeating the purpose of getting rid of the original plastic bags.
Do you know what, though? I think it's just something we've got, like, we'll get used to. At the moment, it's a hassle because we're not used to doing it.
That's
we're used
true.
To just having them there. But give it a year or so, and it'll just be front of mind, you know, like having that need, like, I don't know,
yeah, the desire
inclination
to, have one.
To go and put your bag in the car or something when you're done with it would just be second nature to
I hope so. But what about when you just, I guess when you're just going home and you just need, I don't think about my shopping often for the whole week.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, what do I feel like today? Oh, I feel like salmon. So I'm like, I'll pop into Coles or Woolies, pick up some salmon, however I feel that day.
Yeah.
And so I end up having to buy lots of bags. I feel like I'm just going to be stacked up with all these. Unless the bags are biodegradable and really good, I think the only way around is to get like keep bags, not these plastic ones, but thick like freezer bags or something. But even then, it feels weird walking around with them. You know,
it does. I worry walking into the shops, as we spoke about on air last week, that people are going to think that if I've got a bag, that I'm just stealing stuff, you know, just loading
it up. Yeah, you look like shoplifters walking in.
Yeah, exactly. But there are, like we said, so many differing opinions on this. So we want to get yours, 13, 12, 16. What do you think about the bag ban? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think that it's inconvenient? Or are you stoked with it? Have you been carrying bags for ages?
Love to get your thoughts this morning on this.
Yeah, give us a call or hit us up on the socials, Hit GV Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page, or 13 12 16. Sally, you've given us a call. What do you think?
No, I think it's a good idea. It takes 400 to 1,000 years for it to break up.
Whoa.
So I think we've just got to get our minds around it. So my thing is, if you put those plastic tubs or something in the back of your car, mm-hmm. and then you take your freezer bags in for your refrigerated stuff and then load everything back into your trolley and then put them in the tubs and then take the tubs inside.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think it's a bit lazy, my train of thought. I'm all for it, but do you think it's just getting used to this new process now? That's all it is?
Well, I'm getting my head around it. What our local supermarket was doing was they were using up the bags that they used to use, but then they were introduced some other better quality plastic bags and charging 5 cents each, which are actually good for lining our bins because they're, you know, that's what I was using them for. Hmm. So I was happy to pay the 5 cents. Now they don't have anything. So it's just getting your mind around them not having any more. But I think it's a good idea. We need to do something for the environment. We need to do something for the global warming, and it's got to start somewhere. So I think people just have to take their freezer bags in to put their milk and stuff in, but load everything out of the trolley, put it through the register, put it back into the trolley, and then load it back into the back of the car in the tubs and then take them inside.
Sally, what are you going to do about your rubbish, though, when you do need the plastic bags to put all that in? Is there a substitute? Because I need all the help I can get because my mind can't think of what to do for myself.
Hopefully out there for the garbage bins, there is biodegradable bags that will break down, but the ones that they've been using in the supermarkets haven't been in the past, and as I said, they take 400 to 1,000 years to break down.
Yeah, it's an impressive stat, that
Absolutely.
One. All right, thanks so much for your call, Sally. Jason from Baruga, sorry, you've given us a call. What do you reckon, buddy? Do you think that the bag ban should be in place in Victoria?
Yeah, I reckon that it should be in place in Victoria, but they should have went with the biodegradable plastic bags like what they've done in New South Wales instead of these extra thick bags that's just going to end up with millions of them around instead.
Absolutely, mate. Oh, I thought the same thing when I saw it. I'm like, this just feels like the same thing, but thicker plastic.
Exactly. They're going to take probably twice as long to break down as these other ones that we used to have. So, yeah, they're just a waste of time. I know people, like, I work away a lot from home, and we basically, every time we go to the supermarket, we buy more. So, you know, we never reuse the same ones again. So, yeah, it's really a waste of time in my eyes.
So do you reckon having to pay for them isn't much of a deterrent and, you know, it's not really going to stop people?
Not really, not when they're only 15 cents each, and you probably only need 3 or 4 when you go there. So what's another 45, 60 cents? You know, nobody really cares. So,
yeah, you know. You're not wrong. Have you been to the shops yet since the ban came in?
Oh, yeah, heaps of times. Like, I actually live in New South Wales, and I live in Baruga.
Yeah.
We've got biodegradable ones there.
Right.
And, you know, and they're a good bag. You know, they break down. I don't know how long it is, but it's not half as long as what the normal ones do.
Yeah, of course.
And then when I go to Victoria, where I'll actually work, and, yeah, we re-buy them and, we'd never reuse the things.
All right. Well, thanks so much for weighing in, Jace.
No worries.
That's a controversial issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
but we'll see. I reckon with time, we'll all get our heads around it and we'll be so fine. And
yes, it's just about getting used to it.
Exactly. We'll be better off for it.
Josiah and Ellie, the Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jade, you've been through the dating process, your big old flirt.
A couple of times, yeah, once or twice. Three times.
It's a jungle out there, isn't it?
What a jungle. What a jungle.
Well, luckily for you, I'm about to give you some advice on dating.
Oh, please do.
Because I'm sure you need it. Do you reckon, firstly, that the first date is more important or the second date is more important?
Personally, I'd say first date because you're all about making an impression. Second date, they know what you're about. It's more about sealing the deal, I guess.
Right. Okay. So I suppose you need the first date to get to the second date. You know, like you need to do a good job.
Yeah, first date, you're trying to impress them. Second date, you're trying to lock things down and show them that you're a potential partner.
Right. Okay. Wow. Okay. You've given this a lot of thought.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
I feel like I shouldn't be the dating expert right now. I feel like this is really your segment.
No, trust me. Do not take advice from me.
Well, this morning I found a list of reasons why the second date is more important and what you should be doing. Some tips and tricks to survive the second date.
Oh, so this is scientific evidence that the second date is more important.
No, it's just some dude who's written an article.
Some creep from his little shed.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But hey, if it's on the internet, hey, it's got to be true.
Absolutely. So, I've got my pen and paper, good to go.
Good. Everyone who's listening right now, take notes. Tip number one, back yourself. Yeah, we all know that. Like, just have a bit of confidence. Tip number two, dial down the ex talk.
Big time.
Big time.
I don't think an ex should ever be brought up.
Oh, I think like maybe third date.
Oh, not even. Never bring it up until you're at least official. Whether that's six months down the track, don't bring them up unless they bring it up first.
No, you have to know the relationship history.
No way. Not
really?
Not important. Not one bit important. I avoid speaking about any exes unless they ask me about it first. And if they don't ask about it, don't talk about it. Doesn't matter. What matters is what happens from here on in. Your past doesn't matter.
Oh, nah, I reckon. I have to know.
Easy for me to say with my past.
I've got to know. I think I brought up with Gav third date.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I find that as a massive put off.
Really? Yeah. Well, it wasn't like, there's something you should know about me, but I was just like, it kind of naturally came up. Like I was telling a story that involved the ex. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay to tell your history, yes, like you're saying, but when it's stories about your ex, that's just such a big no-no.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough, fair enough. If I'm saying like, telling a story about what happened to me in Europe, I wouldn't be like, I went on this trip to Europe with my ex, you know, like, okay. All right, glad we've agreed on that.
kind of.
Tip number three, ask questions during stories.
Yeah.
Pretty
that's
self-explanatory.
Like, kind of like what I'm doing with you now.
Actually, that's true, but
we're
not on
more,
a date.
Really.
So. number four, make it more than drinks. I don't know about this one. I like to have dates over drinks.
Really? Yeah. Okay. A first date is great to go for a drink.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, you know, it loosens you up a little bit. You have a beer, they have a drink. It's easy. You don't have to overthink things a little bit. Keeps it casual.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you can't just keep drinking and drinking. And then for fifth date, you're still drinking. Because then you obviously, I don't know, you just need to change it up a bit. Go do something different. Go bowling. Go see a movie. I don't know.
Okay.
What would you do? What did you and Gav do?
Oh, we went to a soccer game, actually.
Drinking.
That was third.
Drinking at the soccer game.
Yeah. Do you know what? I choked on a chip and burnt my throat and I had to scull a beer to like calm it down. It was heavy.
No wonder he's with you. Most guys find that very attractive.
Finally, tip number five, go in for the kiss, people. This is a big one.
Are you a waiter or are you a go in for it first?
Oh, I wouldn't go in for it first ever.
Ever?
Not on a date. Maybe if I was like at the clubs.
On the DF? If you're on the DF,
yeah.
Getting down dirty with it, you'd go in and just start pashing.
No, that's not what I was saying. I just said maybe every now and again, but on a date.
Is that with someone that you've been on a few dates with or just a guy you've met 5 minutes before?
Both.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
To talk everything Logies, we do have right now Justin Hill, our entertainment reporter, on the phone. Hello, Justin.
Morning, guys. It's my new favourite breakfast show.
Oh,
your words.
Stop it. You're our new favourite entertainment reporter. So the feeling's mutual, my friend.
Deal. I'll take that.
Justin, how are you so lively and vibrant right now? I heard you have been up all night.
I'm pretty sure I still am in half of my clothes from last night, but you know what? When it's the Gold Coast, you just push through. It's like the marathon that was up here. Like, you know, some people were running the streets in their little shorts and I was running through my boat with my bow tie and my tuxedo on. So,
is it stressful being on the I've never been on a red carpet myself.
Oh,
and I feel like it'd be so stressful. Everyone's judging what everyone's wearing. Is that the case?
Very much so. But I'll tell you this. Everyone thinks that it's very glamorous, but it's actually really boring for about 3 hours while stand around and wait for everyone to arrive. And then the second that all the stars get there, it's like they all arrive at once and then it's pandemonium. 1 minute you've got Kelly Rowland running past you, Tracy Grimshaw's there, and like it's nuts. I can't even tell you. It's crazy.
Speaking of dress, Justin, have you got a best dress and a worst dress?
I would probably put myself in for best
Absolutely.
Dress.
You look sensational.
With the exception of me, oh, God. You know what? I would say Carrie Bickmore. She looked absolutely glowing last night. She was showing off a little baby bump in this beautiful, like, beaded, kind of like nude illusion dress. Layla McKinnon was wearing, she was like a human, mirror ball. She just looked like, you couldn't even approach her because she looked so dangerous with all of those like spiky mirror pieces coming off her. Worst dress, I would say, you guys remember Cheryl from Married at First Sight?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So she arrived in a dress that actually needed like a small semi-trailer to carry it into the red carpet. And firstly, everyone was saying, why is she here? Which is really mean, and that definitely wasn't me. But like also too, is like this dress was just ridiculous. It was like it kept going and going and going. And it took about four people to put it in position before she could do anything. And then she couldn't even walk away with it. So didn't love that outfit last night. But I tell you what, most people really did bring it when it came to the red carpet fashion.
Oh, did she have to like, did she have it on for the whole night? Because I feel like, is there a dance floor at the Logies? Do they dance or they wait to the after party?
Well, I start thinking about these things too. It's like, how do you go to the toilet in something yes. like that? Like, you know, because it's not like they have special toilets here at the Star. It's like, you know, it's your standard toilet. I have no idea how she did last night. And it actually kind of makes me cringe sort of thinking about it.
Fair enough.
Now, Justin, we know Grant Denyer. He won Gold Logie. Most popular actor went to Ray Maher from Home and Away. Most popular actress, Jessica Marais from Love Child. But we don't care about the main ceremony. What we care about is the after party goss. Is there anything coming out of the after parties yet?
You know what? Last night when I was on the red carpet, I was speaking to a few of the usual suspects to try and suss out who was going to let their hair down at the after parties. I spoke to Carl Stefanovic and he said that at 5 a.m. this morning, he would absolutely be in Tracy Grimshaw's spa in her hotel room and that he had the key. And I was like, mate, that's probably not a good idea. And then also Ryan from Married at First Sight said that he was ready for a big night and I could just see it in his eyes. I was like, you are going to end up in someone else's hotel room. And then, of course, you've got the guys from, you know, from Geordie Shore on MTV. I'm pretty sure they thought the red carpet was the after party. They were just like loose units having a great time. But you know what? These after parties are like, I'll tell you this, they're super strict. So if you get invited to one of these, then you cannot reveal what goes on inside those walls. Otherwise, you will never be invited back. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying anything, but something might have happened, but I'm not saying that it did.
Phones away. I'm sure it'll all come out.
Do you reckon you watched the whole ceremony from start to finish? Was there one moment in particular that stuck out for you as the best moment of the night?
There were probably two, I would say. Obviously, Grant Denyer winning gold. I mean, that was such an emotional moment. He is the most amazing human. He's so humble. He told me on the red carpet that he was so nervous he was going to vomit all over me, which was lovely.
Cute.
And then also Julia Morris's performance. She absolutely nailed it. I would hire her for my birthday in a heartbeat.
Yeah, she performed MC Hammer's Don't Touch This.
She did. She had like a whole medley of songs and she had costume changes. It was like watching Ariana Grande out there.
Oh, J-Mo, what a legend. Beautiful. Well, I'm glad. It sounds like you had a wonderful night. I'm glad to hear it. Thank
you
so much.
Some more sleep would be lovely, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can go to sleep now that you stayed up for us all the way through. Either go back to that after party or go to bed, mate.
Look, I've done the important gigs now. I've spoken to you guys. So
exactly.
I'm clocking off. I'm all done.
Oh, thank you for staying up for us, mate.
Yeah, the Golden Valley applauds you. Thank you so much, guys. Justin Eli, entertainment reporter. Get some sleep, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
For your Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday? Happy Monday isn't a thing. It's really not. Like Mondays, I don't remember the last time that I had a good Monday.
Well, I don't mind because I feel like you've come into work, there's the adrenaline from the weekend, you've got weekend stories to tell, so you're up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it all just kind of hits you at once.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, the weekend's over. I've got 5 days till it starts again.
I know. I mean, I like that you've got that positive attitude coming into it, but for me, I just don't like Mondays. I didn't know that I didn't like Mondays until I started this job because I used to
Till I started with you or
yeah,
before that?
No, I just hate every day since you started. Just kidding. No, I used to work weekends and so I'd often have Mondays off and I just love Mondays.
Yeah, because you can do everything that people do on the weekend without the crowds.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. But now they suck.
What happened on your weekend that made today so bad?
My weekend was fine. My weekend was great, actually, which is why I'm sad that it's ended. But this morning, the day's just gotten off to such a bad start. Firstly, a stupid boyfriend's in town, which is great, I guess. But
that's not why Monday's bad, is it?
No, well,
he just made it sound like because of him.
He's contributing
to it.
He's in town,
full stop.
He's contributing. Hold on. Okay. I just want to, I feel like I need this.
Sad music. Don't cry.
I probably will. Okay. So, my stupid boyfriend's in town and he loves
football. Is he actually stupid or is he?
He's fine. I love him, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. But he loves the World Cup.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah. Me. But he gets up last night, like midnight, to watch a stupid game of soccer and then gets back into bed at 3 a.m.
I mean, it was Spain versus Russia and it was in the round of 16. It was a cracking game. So it wasn't stupid, but where you're coming from.
It was stupid. But okay, whatever. Each their own. Fine. If you want to get up and watch it, great. Good on you. Go for it. But don't then get back into bed and like rock the bed heaps and then like come and try and give me a cuddle. It's like, dude, I've got to be up for work in 58 minutes.
Do you say that to him?
Yes. And he's like, oh,
she just leaned over and started hitting him.
Yeah. Well, he was like, babe, Spain got knocked out or something. I can't even remember
what he
said.
Yeah,
they did. He's like, oh, it was such a good game. I was like, I don't care. I've got to be up for work so soon. And then my alarm goes off, 3:58. He's still like grabbing me. I was like, dude, I got to get up. Then my alarm goes off again, my snooze, and he's like still hugging me. And then I get out of bed. Oh, God, my violence.
Was it hard to get out of bed when someone's hugging you and it's -2 outside?
Yes, very much so. And then I get out, stub my toe on the bed. So I'm in pain. I'm hobbling to the shower. I get in the shower. I realize I haven't selected my outfit the night before. So I have to go back into the bedroom, which is all pitch black because he's trying to sleep. God forbid I wake him up.
Oh, how hard is a Monday?
Then I get here and my fingerprint's not working to get in, so I'm out in -2 degrees and we get in and the heaters aren't working. God, I'm having a real whinge, aren't I?
I'm just having to think of everything you've said and there isn't really too much for you to be whinging about, to be honest. People will be listening going,
my boyfriend loves me a bit too much that he wants to cuddle me and
it's people
a bit
out
cold
there
outside.
With no food and their partners are cheating on them. Your partner wants to give you a cuddle and our heating's kind of working, but not. And you're here in a scarf and a long sleeve jumper.
Well, all right. I want to hear from these people then. Call us 13 12 16 if you're having a worse Monday than me, because I don't think it's possible.
My Monday, it's okay so far.
Yeah.
But my weekend kind of set it up for failure. I'm one of those guys that get quite grumpy when my football or my teams haven't won.
Yeah.
Not one of my teams over the weekend won. In AFL, rugby league, soccer, every single team lost. So that is the one reason I'm grumpy this morning. But besides that, Monday's okay. But
Well, in short, you've got two grumpy radio hosts on the radio today, so sorry about that. Keep listening, because the grumpier we get, I don't know, she could make for some interesting radio if we just snap at each other.
On air. But be friends off air or just sit here in silence and the mics go off?
Depends what we snap at each other about.
We'll sit here in silence anyway.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.